Burt Show.
Good morning, Robin. You were on Q100. Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
I had to go into work yesterday when you guys were talking about Jeff and his contract. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, I mean, as much as we can today, there's really no update. For those of you that didn't get a chance to listen to the show yesterday, here's the bottom line with Jeff is that he and corporate are kind of at a stalemate right now. Jeff wants a certain amount of money and corporate doesn't want to pay it. And they're negotiating. They're still negotiating. And they were negotiating over the weekend. They negotiated yesterday. And there's really no update at this point. I got a ton of emails about it yesterday, and I want this to be perfectly clear that everybody on this show, and I am leading the charge on this, wants Jeff back on this show.
Absolutely.
We just don't have anything to say about there's nothing. We don't sign his paycheck. I mean, I've talked to corporate a trillion times over the last couple of months, and they know how we feel about it. And at this point, there's nothing that we can do. This is between Jeff now and Cumulus Corporate, and we're hoping – And hoping that they settle over the next couple of days.
Okay, good deal. Thanks so much.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye.
Yeah, and I promised you guys yesterday I wouldn't give you updates on non-updates.
There is no update.
So we won't do that. I mean, my hope is after today, when most people hear that Jeff still isn't part of the show yet, his contract expired. He's not an employee of Q100 anymore. So the next time we talk about it, hopefully after today, is us telling you that Jeff is coming back on Thursday, or Jeff is coming back on Friday, or Jeff is going to be back on Monday, or unfortunately we got to move in a different direction. I had a lot of time to think about this over the last couple of weeks, in between calling corporate and calling Jeff and getting my agent to call Jeff's agent and my agent to call corporate and trying to get everybody on the same page together, that at some point, you know, a decision has to be made by Jeff and by corporate. And at that point, we're going to have to move on as a show. It's going to be a crappy, crappy day for us if this happens. But I want to brace you guys as an audience that come Monday, that might happen. And I got to brace ourselves as a staff, too, that there is a possibility on Monday morning that this is going to suck, but this is going to be a Jeff Dollarless show. That could happen.
We're just hoping that that doesn't happen and that we have really great news by Friday that Jeff will be back and
Agreed.
The family will stick together.
And I feel the same way I like a whole bunch of you guys do. I got the emails yesterday, man. I mean, I don't think the show is as good without Jeff Dollar. This is
not
a better show with Jeff on it. And that's why I've fought so hard and tried to do everything I can to get him back in studio. But I can only do what I can do. And if that doesn't happen, then my promise to everybody else in this studio and everybody else at this radio station and our families, too, is to give you guys the best product we can. And I've been doing radio for a long time, and I've never been on a show that wasn't successful. So I'm fairly certain that I will fill that spot with somebody that's going to raise the level of the show or make it as good as it has been. That is my promise to you guys. I don't want it to get to that point.
No, none of us do.
None of us do.
You seem more defensive today in your tone and talking about it. Were the emails really critical of you yesterday?
No, I'm not.
Because I try to stay away from all those message board posts and all that kind of stuff, because everybody can sit behind a computer and, you know, say things they would never say to somebody's face or whatever. So yeah. I just ignore that stuff and don't really read it. But I was just wondering, you seem more defensive today.
I'm not defensive. I'll tell you what I am. And I don't read the message boards either. I'll read the emails because those are our listeners.
Direct to us.
But message boards I will never go to, because that's just a whole bunch of people that probably don't listen to the show all that much and aren't fans and are just being critical and just being mean. So I won't go to those. But the emails I read, I'm not being defensive. Is there a difference between defiant and defensive? Because I think what I want to express today is this, is that, and I've gone through this process with Jeff and corporate much longer than anybody else in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
So I've sort of been through the battle, and I've had to mentally say, there's a possibility that this is going to be a Jeff Dollarless show. And my job to you, Jen, and to Wendy, and to Melissa, and to everybody else at this radio station, because a lot of the revenue here at this station depends on this morning show getting ratings.
Mm-hmm.
And if we don't, then salespeople don't eat, our production guys don't eat, you don't eat, Jen, and we're all out of jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And I was hired to make sure that we are the best morning show in Atlanta. So if Jeff's not here, then I, unfortunately, the business side of me has to go on.
The practical side has to kick in.
Has to kick in. And
right,
I think
now
that's,
it's still so emotional. And because you've been going through this for months and months, it's exhausting it's exhausting you emotionally. So I think that, yeah, I understand where your mind goes, okay, click over and start thinking practical.
Yeah, the personal side of this, and I've always had a very difficult time separating both the personal from the professional. We are this is a family in here.
Yes.
And this really does, this is one of the things that separates us from other shows, is that it's very difficult for us to make business decisions because we do care about each other so much. So not having Jeff here the last couple of days has hurt all of us. Jen started crying on the air about it the other day. I lost sleep. I mean, a whole bunch of sleep the last couple of weeks about it, because my friend isn't going to be here.
I know.
Possibly. Our friend's not going to be here. And I can't even imagine looking over to my left here and seeing somebody other than Jeff.
I know.
But at some point, I do have a responsibility for Business Guy to kick in and make sure that we're all secure.
Well, let's not let him kick in until Friday.
Positive energy, positive.
Today's Tuesday. We got the rest of the week.
Right.
And hopefully our brother will be back. That's what we're all hoping for.
100%.
Absolutely.
Not even questioned. Hey, Kay, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Okay.
Happy New Year.
We're good until we have to talk about this.
Yes. Yeah, until we talk about this, this stinks, and then Melissa doesn't have a voice.
Yeah, she left.
We got two men down today. Two men down!
I know. Well, I just want to say that, you know, I love you guys collectively and individually, and just to let you know, I'm African-American, and I listen to you guys every single morning. Like I said, because I love you guys collectively and individually.
But you don't tell your friends you do, right?
No, I tell them too. I'll tell them. Before you. They start laughing, and they're like, what?
We have
especially to start. The crazy chicks that follow their boyfriends around. They're like, what? I'm like, yeah, you need to listen to them. They are hilarious.
You know what we got to start calling this? This is the Burt Show Down Low.
Right.
Like, if you're on the Burt Show Down Low, you're listening.
You're listening. You're just not telling your friends.
You're just not telling
anybody. But it's okay.
In all serious talk, it is a business, and you do have to think about the businesses, and you have to think about people like me who are listeners and who really, really want a great product, which is what you guys give us. And so, Bert, I have a lot of respect for you. Keep it up. You're doing the right things. You're saying the right things. And I think deep down listeners understand. It's just people don't like change, and
yeah. They'll
be okay. Mm-hmm.
Look, nobody in here likes change either, so we hope that we don't have to do it. I mean, when you've got this kind of formula that's worked, I don't want to change it.
No, and especially with Jeff.
We know the timing of each other so well in here that, like, when Melissa breathes a certain way, I know she's about to say something funny or get mad about something. Or Jeff shifts in his chair and we know he's going to feed us a line of BS. Mm-hmm. Like, we just know each other so well. It works like an amoeba in this room. And so it would be weird to be missing that part of the amoeba.
And it's just unheard of that, you know, I think I told you guys this before, the analogy that my friend used, Justin, who owns 10 Degrees South, when I was having some contract problems a couple of years ago, also said this to me. He's like, hey, Bert, take a look at my bar. I've told you guys this analogy before, right?
I haven't heard it.
I don't think so.
He's like, take a look at my bar. And he breaks out a Grey Goose bottle. And he says, you are a Grey Goose bottle to Cumulus Broadcasting. When people are done coming to my bar and drinking Grey Goose, what do I do with the bottle? I throw it out and I replace it with a different kind of vodka that people are going to like. And if they don't like it anymore, then I get another bottle of vodka and I give the people what they want. In the entertainment field, you are no different. So if people are done with you, then they bring in another show. We're just a vodka bottle in entertainment. The problem here is that our ratings are still so good that people are drinking Grey Goose.
Right.
And the problem that
we're
really...
We're still top shelf.
We're still top shelf. We're not a well drink yet.
No, not yet.
So the problem that I'm having here is that it's such a successful formula, and we're messing with that formula. So it doesn't make business sense to me, and personally, it doesn't make any sense either. Hey, Debbie, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, good morning, Bert.
Hey.
You could have said it better. This is a business.
Mm-hmm.
And even though Jeff is your friend, you have to separate your business and your personal feelings. And to be quite honest with you, Jeff is not the show. The show is called Bert Show.
He's a huge part of the show.
And your show will survive without him. You'll have a little bit of a hiccup, and you'll probably feel a little left out or lost for a couple months. But then in about 3 months, people aren't even going to remember at all.
Well, I would
and
agree and disagree.
There's a new person there. And to be honest with you, I personally did get annoyed with Jeff.
Well,
and having
I mean,
him gone there has been like a blessing.
Well, that's part of his charm. Here, I'll agree with you on some things, and I'll disagree with you on some things also. The show isn't about Bert, even though it's called The Bert Show. What I've done here is I've assembled a whole bunch of people that make this a great show. This is a great chemistry show, and Jeff is a large part of that calculation and that chemistry. So that part of it, I can't agree with that it's the Bert Show in name, but it's our show. This is our team, you know? The second part is I totally agree with you that there will be a hiccup for a while. If on Monday Jeff is not here and we have to go in a different direction, the show is not going to be as good for a while, period.
It's like missing a limb. Mm-hmm. Like, it'd be like without my right arm.
It's
like,
going to happen.
That's what I said yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I said on Twitter, I said, I want my right arm back.
Yeah.
No.
It can't be the same show. I feel bad for the guy that's going to come in first and try to replace Jeff if it gets to that point, because he's going to get a lot of reluctance. Mm-hmm. And it won't be as good a show for a while, but eventually it will be, because I can't allow this thing not to be good. Mm-hmm. None of us can.
Right. Well, they say in show business, the show must go on, but we don't want it to go on without him.
Right.
And like we keep saying, it's not over yet.
It's not over yet.
It is not over till the fat lady sings, and she isn't singing yet.
I'd say we probably have until Monday. Like Friday, if they're still at a stalemate, then on Monday morning, I'm going to have to come in here, and I'm just going to be totally honest with you and say, this is a new era on The Bert Show. We're all hoping that doesn't happen. So we have till Friday. Okay?
Okay.
The Bert Show.